on sale for as low as $45. All those options are available right now on ClemsonTigers.com/football tickets. Secure your tickets to come back home to Clemson.
When you give, you get. It's that simple. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamson encourages you to give 3 new kids items with tags on them. We need clothes, shoes, and toys in any size or stage. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30, buy 2, get 1 free body jewelry, or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamson, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University, and in the upstate, we are neighbors. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, running, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life. We revolutionized the same-day total knee and same-day total hip replacement surgery. You'll be walking out the very same day and back home safely that night. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Did you know Cascade Platinum is so powerful you can load dirty dishes in the dishwasher without a pre-rinse? That's right. Unlike other detergents, Cascade Platinum has 50% more cleaning power with enzymes that break down food particles. It even works in your dishwasher's quick wash cycle. So skip the pre-rinse and switch to Cascade Platinum with 50%.
Summer is here, and it's time to shed that dad bod, get more energy, and perform like a stallion when it counts. Call Low Country Male today and get on a testosterone replacement plan. For just $210 a month, our team will have you feeling like a new man. Plans include testosterone labs and doctor visits. We offer ED, weight loss, peptides, and hair replacement. Want to get bigger, stronger, and last longer in the bedroom? Ask us about the amazing P-Shot. Come help us make men men again. LowCountryMale.com.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good.
This,
how are
wonderful
you?
Wonderful Monday. I'm terrific. Thanks for asking. We have a lot to get to. Big show. you know, I guess we'll start with the, by the way, 98% football, 2% baseball. That's it. Those are the only topics you'll hear on the show today. Okay. It's all people care about. It's what we're giving you. All right. And you're getting it in massive doses. Well, let me start with the Deshaun Watson thing. I've never seen so much attention paid to a non-story in my life. I mean, you know, Deshaun Watson is trending with old news. And there's not a single thing new in any of that information. Not a single thing. Other than he's at camp because he could be fined $50,000 a day if he doesn't show up. So that's it. Could he be dealt now that camp is underway? Sure. Sure, but let's not act like Houston hasn't been open for business on him this whole time. They have. Houston has just suddenly decide, oh, you know what? Today we want to trade him. No, they've been open for business on him this entire time. But they want, according to reports, you know, initially some of the reports were saying at least 3 first-round draft picks, implying that they could be seeking more than 3 first-round draft picks. Newsflash, it's not legal to trade more than 3 first-round draft picks. 3 is the max. I don't know whether people know that or not. Doesn't seem like any of the people reporting that knew it. But Houston allegedly wants some combination of 5 guys, starting players and or high draft picks. First round, not a necessity based on what was reported by most sources today on this issue. But again, it's not like any of this is new. It's not like Deshaun Watson hasn't been on the trade market this whole time. And quite honestly, you know, I saw a number of female reporters today who really objected to this Deshaun Watson conversation. It's like, okay, so now we're just going to forget everything, and now we're just going to discuss Deshaun strictly in terms of football potential. I saw a lot of that today, and I can't blame them, quite honestly, because, look, we have no way to adjudicate this matter. It'll be resolved, I guess, in time. But there are still major issues hanging over Deshaun Watson. This is not a simple situation. I heard Aaron Wilson, who covers Houston for Sports Talk 790, discussing this. And, you know, and he basically said that look, Deshaun still has 22 civil lawsuits and at least one criminal matter that is still being investigated by the Houston Police Department. That's the part that might be least discussed, is that there is actually a criminal complaint, at least one, that was filed with the Houston Police Department that they're evidently still investigating. And we have no idea what the NFL is going to do. Deshaun Watson was not in the commissioner's exempt list, but, you know, we weren't really close to football. And the NFL's investigation certainly can't be that far along. There's another thing here. Deshaun Watson is not scheduled to be the date is what? 7/26/2021. Deshaun Watson, according to Aaron Wilson, is not scheduled to be deposed in this matter until February of 2022. So, in other words, any resolution, any truth that will be had or found here will not come for some period of time. Now, does that allow Deshaun to continue to play before those findings are made? I don't know. You know, honestly, it allowed Antonio Brown to continue to play. Remember, Antonio Brown was playing last year with a civil lawsuit over his head that had been filed by a female trainer, whatever she was. And he still played because there was no resolution on that matter. At the end of the season, Tampa did not renegotiate with him, because that matter was set to be determined. and they were not willing to pursue another deal with Antonio Brown until there was some legal resolution in that, some civil resolution in that situation, which eventually came. As soon as it came, and the matter was, you know, deleted, the matter was gone, resolved to, I guess, both party satisfaction or whatever. As soon as that was resolved, Tampa Bay re-upped him immediately. Immediately. Look, allegedly there are particular teams that have interest in Deshaun Watson. Those teams, the most notable teams, are the Dolphins, the Broncos, and the Eagles. It's not hard to understand why any of those teams would have interest in Deshaun Watson. But again, the dilemma is, how do you surrender the price that Houston is allegedly asking with no certainty at all whether Deshaun Watson is going to clear these hurdles to be able to actually play? I mean, he might be able to play for the short term, but come the end of next year, that could all change. And he could, honestly, we have no idea how those matters will. I mean, my expectation all along is that the civil matters would be resolved. But there's also a criminal matter. My expectation was that Deshaun Watson was probably going to have to pay, I don't know, several million dollars for the civil matter to go away. And they would find language that allowed both sides to walk away. I have found it interesting in the last X number of months that Harden, who was trying, that the attorney going after Deshaun Watson was publicly trying his case and then just suddenly stopped. I don't know what that means. I would imagine that some sort of resolution is at hand. But we essentially had a complete story today blown up like it was a story in the last 24 hours. The only story is that Deshaun Watson reported because he's going to be fined $50,000 a day if he doesn't. And he's going to have to pay that. So that's why he really reported. Now, again, does the start of football intensify trade talks? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it does. But as of now, there is absolutely nothing new in this story other than Deshaun Watson has reported. That's it. Houston's been trying to deal him all along. We got people acting like that's a new story. It is not. It is not. And again, resolution in this situation seems unlikely to come. Honestly, it seems unlikely to come for a long period of time yet. I'm not even sure we're close to resolution. Now, again, perhaps some civil agreement can be reached. But as I said, according to Aaron Wilson, who covers Houston for Sports Talk 790, Deshaun Watson is not scheduled to even be deposed until February of 2022. That's a long way away. That's a long way away. So I don't know how that plays out. It still doesn't seem like a very good situation. And I don't see how teams can afford to just give up everything to go after a guy who has the legal problems Deshaun Watson has. Even to bring him to your city. I mean, I remember when Michael Vick was found to have fought dogs, the public pressure that was brought to bear in the city was enormous. Are you going to tell me that if a team actually acts to bring Deshaun Watson to their city, that you're not going to see similar pressure from women's rights advocates or others? I don't know. I think it's a dilemma. I'm just not sure. I think that Houston is still trying to get top
money, top line Deshaun Watson value. But I think Deshaun Watson is a damaged product at this point. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe, it doesn't matter. Whether you believe completely in Deshaun Watson's side of the story or the other side of the story. What's inarguable is that he is damaged goods to some degree. He just is. He comes with an insane amount of baggage right now. And I, again, if I was running an NFL team, even though I think that the notion, if I'm a team like locked in the quarterback dilemmas that Miami or Philadelphia or the Denver Broncos are, there's no doubt a 25-year-old quarterback with the talent of Deshaun Watson would be appealing to me. But I also have business decisions to make. And I'm not going to pile resources together to surrender to Houston and then, you know, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, watch the NFL rule him ineligible for 2 years. Or, you know, depending on what happens in the alleged legal matter that the Houston Police Department is investigating, that could be even worse. I just think there's such a level of uncertainty that I don't know how you would surrender those type of resources for him. You know, I think it's a really difficult situation, and the ending in this thing is not clear to me at all. I expected some sort of civil resolution. I expected Deshaun Watson to pay a large amount of money to make these things go away. I expected language that allowed both parties to walk away and maintain some sort of to be able to walk away without a complete negative stigma attached to it. Language that would support that. And I think that ultimately that will still happen. Again, I can't speak to the criminal matter that the Houston Police Department is investigating. But regarding the newsworthiness of this story, I mean, it's funny because it's trending and it's just old news. You know, so it's sort of an oxymoron to a degree that it could be trending and just be old news. There was nothing new in that other than Deshaun Watson reported camp. That's the only newness. Houston's been trying to trade him all along. And yet we act like, oh, suddenly Houston's trying to trade him. No. I mean, what do you think they've been doing all along? Everybody knows this. It's just like football is upon us and this story is front and center. And, you know, look, I get both sides of it now. I honestly think that you're at risk taking a side in this. I really do. I don't see how anybody with good conscience could take a side in this at this point. There's nothing to be known. It's as we say, not knowable. None of it's been adjudicated as yet. And, you know, one thing is certainly true. Deshaun Watson put himself in some really bad situations. That's a given. And it's damaged him. It's damaged. And quite honestly, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is he has no trade clause. But, it's almost like, look, if you really want to get out of Houston, you better put your no trade clause aside and take whatever you can get. I think you want specifically to go to Denver. At least there have been a lot of reports of that. You may or may not get that. You know, I'm not sure you're in as significant a position of power as he thinks he is. I'm just not sure what that no trade clause means anymore, unless you want to be locked in Houston for the foreseeable future, and they could hold you to that. You know, Houston's ransom demand for Deshaun Watson may just be too high for him to be moved. I'm going to be fascinated to see if a team is willing to pay the demands that are being discussed. if a team is willing to pay three round one draft picks or two starters or some combination of five high draft picks and starting players. I'm going to be interested to see if a team is willing to pay that, given his unknown status. I mean, and you can investigate that all you want. How are you going to know? How are you going to know how that plays out? Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Jimmy, you're up first. Look, for all your roofing needs, there's Gilstrap, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. Nobody does it like Gilstrap. It's all they do. Father-son business. For 80 years, they've done roofs the right way. They've treated people the right way. You know, I get people all the time who send me photos of the new roofs Gilstrap put on their home, and they're unbelievable. And they're so grateful. And they're grateful to me for turning them on to it, etc. But I also get a ton of people who, every time there's a significant storm, write me saying, Walt, help, help, SOS. I'm using a lifeboat in my living room, that kind of thing. Do not wait for lifeboat in the living room days. Head it off. Gilstrap will give you a free checkup. That's free, free, free. That's painless. If there's nothing wrong, like with most people, that's what they'll tell you, but at least you'll find out where you stand. They'll say, no, ma'am, no, sir, you're good, but 3 or 4 years from now, you might have to do this. If there's something wrong, they'll get it fixed. It's painless. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it done. Don't wait until your home suffers what might be irreparable damage. 269-1232. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
Summer is here, and it's time to shed that dad bod, get more energy, and perform like a stallion when it counts. Call Low Country Male today and get on a testosterone replacement plan. For just $210 a month, our team will have you feeling like a new man. Plans include testosterone labs and doctor visits. We offer ED, weight loss, peptides, and hair replacement. Want to get bigger, stronger, and last longer in the bedroom? Ask us about the amazing P-Shot. Come help us make men men again. LowCountryMale.com.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com. Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats with 2021 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. At Clemson Marina, schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all season. We offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boats dealer.
After age 30, playing hard can hurt. A lot. When your body needs a timeout, call AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their physician specialists have treated the pros for hand, knee, hip, and joint injuries. They'll explore non-surgical options and therapy, and full surgical care is available at an AnMed Health if necessary. It's not just a joint. It's the life and activities you love. So call 716-6140 for an appointment at AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They'll help you get back in the game.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, Tiger fans, football season is right around the corner, and it's time to come back home to Clemson. As you make your plans to be in Death Valley this fall, we have you covered with ticket options. Whether you want to attend all six home games with a season ticket or attend three games with our three-game flex pack. And now single-game tickets are on sale for as low as $45. All those options are available right now on ClemsonTigers.com/football tickets. Secure your tickets to come back home to Clemson.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard. That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. Plus peanut butter topping and chocolatey topping mixed in world-famous DQ soft serve. Now picture yourself digging in. To express the excitement you'll feel, I'm talking in all caps. Because it's a capital E Extreme treat with all the Reese's flavor you could dream of. Underline exclamation point. Try the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard and take Reese's and DQ love to a whole new level. DQ. Happy tastes good.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit nicklaverylaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
I would dial the numbers just to listen to your breath, and I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. And you don't know how much I need, or how much I can take, just to reach you, just to reach you, oh, to reach you. Come to my window, come on inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my
window. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. Texter 871 says it's going to be thrown out. If there was anything whatsoever to this, it would have been settled. I'm not so sure about that. Texter 940 says, from the perspective of a criminal defense attorney, see, this is always good, Ron, when you get people who are actually in the arena who contribute. We appreciate that. From the perspective of a criminal defense attorney, the fact Watson has not been charged after this amount of time indicates his case is probably going to remain a civil matter. If 23 women had strong evidence of criminal acts, he would have been charged. Not giving an opinion on his character or the accusers, but typically decisions in sexual conduct cases don't linger very long unless they're awaiting DNA results or some social media phone records. You know, I obviously wouldn't disagree with your professional opinion. The questions I would have, though, would be, does his celebrity impact that? Does his football status impact that? And again, keep in mind that
of course it does. It's the main right. It's the main thing in everything right. Is so, about that ultimately,
right? And so I wonder how that delays the matter as well. And you know, and again, keep in mind that it's my understanding there are 22 civil cases and I believe one criminal case. I believe it's one. We'll have to ask Wilson about that. Texter says, well, I'm lost at exit 19. Can you send directions? I seem to take a wrong turn and feel like Chevy Chase on the roundabout in a foreign country. See that, Ramona? That exit 19. You know, I'm getting all sorts of texts on this as well. And Texas says, Texas 723 says, hey, yeah, Walt, first time I've been able to listen a few months, love it. Thank you. Texter 804 says, Walt, who performed this song for you and who wrote it? You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, well, you know I respect the hell out of you, but there's some stuff. Have you ever read the charges? They're actually in a state judicial justice, or what they call down there, and the accusations that the defense attorney for those girls has applied to court for a civil thing. Now, his lawyer has tried to get it in court all that time, which I know it's going to sound strange, but my niece is a paralegal there. Here's the deal. The one case is the massage thing, and she claims he moved her hand.
Hey, Jimmy. I don't want any of that on air. I'm not going to discuss that.
We haven't discussed the details of that all along,
and I don't plan on doing it now. I think it's unsavory. Here's the thing. All right, look. I'm tired of arguing on either side of this. For a long, long time, I was at least I think it sounded on air like I was a strong proponent of Deshaun Watson. I am. When you get enough info on the other side, look, at the very least, he put himself in really bad situations. At the very least. And that's on him, quite honestly. That's on him. He did not. He made terrible decisions, at the very least. That's the bottom line. And he put himself in a situation where these things happened to him. And again, how will it be resolved? You don't know. I don't know. You can interpret that evidence one way. A dozen other people can interpret it a different way. There has been no resolution on it to date. That's where we are in it. And I just think it's dangerous business to come down on either side of it, because we just don't know. No matter what we think, we're not privy to all the information, and we don't know.
Whoa. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Well, all right. Number one, I am privy to some of that information, but I'm not going to go into it. Like I said, he's not supposed to put it on air, but I know what he's accused of. Anyway, what I'm saying, I had a friend, a close friend, WSB Radio in Greenville, and he got accused of something like that. The guy had been there for 20 years. They just killed him and got him out of radio. You know what? Those girls made it up. And after he'd been thrown out of radio and everything else, he said, WSC Radio, most of you know who he is over 20 years ago. They wrote his reputation on something that didn't even happen.
Okay, Jimmy, there are dozens of examples of the other side, too. We have to be careful about just taking the side of the person that we know and trust it, because he made bad decisions. That's at the very least, all right? That's a given. That's a fact. They've even admitted to that. So, you know, again, I don't know the truth. You don't know the truth. Whether you think you do or not, you don't know the truth. We are not privy to all the truth of this situation. And, again, he's not even scheduled to be deposed until February of 2022. Here's the real question, Jimmy. Instead of just trying to figure out his level of guilt or innocence, what's his trade value, since we don't know?
No, but the attorney for these people offered to settle this thing for like $85,000 to $100,000 when it started. And Sean Watson said, I'm innocent. I'm not going for that. That's when it started. That's the only thing you need to know, that it could have been settled.
Well,
for
you know what? You know what? Then he should have paid that amount back then to make it go away.
Well, maybe so.
Because now, at the very least, I think now he's going to wind up paying a lot more than that. That's my guess. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not. I respect the hell out of you. I'm not arguing yet. Sean Watson, I've been with him in Bible study and stuff like that. I am a firm supporter. I am.
Well, again, look, I understand how knowing someone can influence your opinion on them. But the truth is, we don't ever really know anybody. That's the truth.
No, we don't. I'm sorry if I sound mean. I don't mean to be.
All right, Jimmy, it's a good job. Appreciate the phone call.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Look, you know, again, Ramona, you know, for the longest time, I defended Deshaun Watson, even as these numbers mounted. And I said the numbers meant nothing. They were parlor tricks. It was a guy trying to try a matter in public. And that may still be the case. That may still be the case. It may be. I've just soured on the whole matter. I think there's enough bad to go around. I think that much is clear. I think that much is clear. I think that ultimately it will be settled. I think ultimately Deshaun Watson's career will resume. I think he may be able to play until it's settled. And then maybe he gets a pass by the NFL. Maybe he gets suspended for some period of time. I don't know. But I still think it's difficult to execute a trade for him. I still don't know. I mean, if I was a GM, even if I, you know, look, he's the ultimate Adam and Eve apple. He's a 25-year-old quarterback with insane ability. And there are teams that don't have quarterbacks. And so those teams view it with a level of desperation that other teams might not. And maybe some of them are entertained by the ransom price. I still wonder if you can pay that type of price given the uncertainty of Deshaun's future. Now, again, maybe it's a gamble some teams are willing to make. You know, and I was asked whether, I have to find it again, but I was asked whether the deal could be essentially reneged if at some point in time Deshaun Watson is ruled ineligible. I don't think so. I think once that deal is consummated, it's consummated, and then whatever happens, happens. And I think that's part of the dilemma. Honestly, that's why he hasn't been dealt so far. To this point, no one has been willing to step up and pay that price. Now, it may be like it works with football fans. You know, when they're 4 months out, they think that the Georgia Bulldogs are going to go 8-4, and by the time we get closer, they think the Georgia Bulldogs are going 12-0. It may be that getting closer to football season just naturally heats this issue up, and that could well be the case. Twitter said you're doing a great job with this. I appreciate that. You know, again, it's not. It's not an easy subject. It's just not. But I think we need to be careful about trying to try it over the airwaves, because no matter what we think we know, we don't know. None of us know. You can think you do. You can believe you do. None of us know. There are two sides to this. And as I said, at the very least, Deshaun put himself in some bad situations. Now, again, how it will play out is anyone's guess. My belief is what it basically is stayed true. I believe that ultimately there will be a civil resolution that's probably going to involve, I don't know, I would guess several million dollars. And that's just my guess. You can have your own. And there'll be contractual language that allows both sides to walk away without incriminating themselves. And at that point, the NFL will have to decide what they want to do with it. Until such a resolution is at hand, though, I still think the prospect of dealing him is difficult. But again, you know, desperate people do desperate things. Every year in the National Football League, you see quarterbacks drafted, guys who are unproven schmucks who get drafted at the top of the draft because teams are so desperate to fill that position. And those are players who, in many cases, have little talent. And they get moved way up the board and drafted. That shows the true level of desperation for NFL teams regarding that position. So if you are a landlocked team, landlocked without a quarterback, then your level of desperation could well drive you to make a deal for a guy who's 25 years old who is absolutely a proven top quarterback. And that's, again, that's why the speculation, I think, is rampant about Denver and Philadelphia and the Miami Dolphins, who, again, the Dolphins clearly don't believe in Tua, no matter what they say. Let me tell you about health there. Look, you've been hearing me talk about the health there, and you're skeptical. There's a lot of programs that come down the pike for health and wellness, but this program works. People are reversing their symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and IBS, all within 30 days or your money back. Mr. Adams lost 39 pounds and 39 inches in 8 weeks and cut both his blood sugar and blood pressure meds. He didn't have to give up carbs or fast food, and neither will you. What's better is that the health there, the second person is always free because no one should do this alone. So call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Take the dare. Dial the number. Tell them we sent you. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. That's idareme.com. Quick break.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Candy Foundation Specialist has immediate openings in both production and sales. With over 175 team members strong, we service homes in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. We want you to join our team. No experience necessary. Named 2020's South Carolina Top Workplace, Candy Foundation Specialist is redefining the home services industry, not just for our customers, but also for our employees. If you want to be part of the team, call us today at 864-641-0176 or visit us at candycanfixit.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
When you give, you get. It's that simple. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston encourages you to give three new kids items with tags on them. We need clothes, shoes, and toys in any size or stage. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30, buy two, get one free body jewelry, or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
Being without your vehicle due to an accident, a dent, or hail damage can be a hassle. If that happens, the George Coleman Ford Collision Center is there for you. With the customer service you get from their sales and service teams, they handle insurance claims or take care of you personally, just like you'd expect from a family business around for nearly a century, with a 100% guarantee and no hidden fees or extra fees. Call the George Coleman Ford Collision Center at 610-2655.
My grandpa's blood sugar was over 500, but the health care coaches came to his house and told him how to be healthy.
That's right. It dropped to normal in just 10 days, and I put down my cane.
Now he has more energy to play with me.
If you or your grandpa have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, or IBS, take the health dare. Our coaching team will do all the work. Book your free consultation at idareme.com. That's idareme.com.
I dare you.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Step to the Red Range. We are back. Let's talk a little bit about Texas and Oklahoma and the crumbling of the world, the crumbling of society as we know it. You know what? I am not happy about any of this. I'm just not. I hope it doesn't happen. I know that Texas and Oklahoma made their official proclamation. I know there's suggestions that there's an OU article that suggests that Texas and Oklahoma could both be in the SEC for next season. You know, and maybe all those things are going to happen. On the other hand, you know, look, maybe Oklahoma and Texas are still involved in a power play with the Big 12. They've done this before. They've held this league at ransom before. And I'm hoping that that's still what this is, although it seems like we've moved beyond that point. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, look, if you want to improve your situation, coaches do this all the time. Bob Stoops used to flirt with everybody. If you want to improve your situation, you got to play the game a little. And I'm still hoping that that's what this is, because, you know, the part that people just don't get. And I don't know why we don't get it. All we ever think about is ourselves. We think about ourselves and our own situation. We don't think about the fact that an entire region of the country with a whole history of football is going to lose their football. We don't care about them because it's not us. We care about us. And if the Big 12 gets screwed, so be it. See, I don't abide by that. I think we need to care about every region of the country and their sovereign state of football. And I think when you lose the tradition of college football, I mean, isn't one of the things that has always been sold in college football the tradition of the sport? Now, whether it was real or whether it was a false foe, we sold the tradition of the game. We sold the... And we liked it. And we believed in the rivalries. We believed in those rivalries, that the history mattered in that regard. I don't think the destruction of rivalries is good for college football. I just don't. I think, as I've said before, that rivalries are slow simmered over decades. They're not hard boiled. You know, when Nebraska moved to the Big Ten, I heard, well, they'll create new rivalries. No, they won't. When? 200 years from now? They'll create new rivalries with who? Wisconsin? Northwestern? No. No, Nebraska's rivals were in the Big 12. Nebraska's rivals were Oklahoma, Colorado. Those were their rivals. And those relationships were built over time. some of the greatest games in history were played between or among those football teams. Nebraska-Oklahoma games were some of the greatest games the sport has ever seen. And while I know they'll play this year, that's a short-term deal. Nebraska's lost at sea. Oklahoma is apparently going to join the SEC, where they'll be rivals with whom? Oh, yeah, Texas, who's going to join with them, I guess. And I don't know. I just think the whole thing is sort of unsavory. I don't think it's good for college football. You know, I've heard people suggest, well, it doesn't matter. You know, it matters to me. I mean, you know, and everyone's free to have their own opinion. But the game and the rivalries and the history matters to me. And I don't think you just create new rivalries. And again, I think it's incredibly damaging to that whole region of the country. Now, again, look, did they bring it on themselves? Maybe. Maybe. Like we said, it's also the real world. And in the real world, corporate raiders eat up lesser entities and take the parts they like and spit out the rest. And fundamentally, that's what's happening here. The SEC, the big dog, is a corporate raider that's just eaten up the Big 12 and spit out the unsavory parts that they didn't want. You know, and so in a real life sense, I guess it's sort of a free market solution. I guess there's that. But you do have to wonder what the long-term ramifications of all of these.
Do you think they'll end up, do you think that they'll end up making like 4 or 5 big conferences, taking everybody and putting them all together based on the side of the country they're on?
I mean, I think that's where you're headed because, you know, one move compels another. The SEC, look, we can all hate the SEC if we want, but the SEC was ahead of the curve on this, as they usually are. They're just a better managed league. You know, they just are. And they were out in front on this. They apparently sniffed out again that Oklahoma and Texas were for sale. And they made a power play move, a checkmate move to go get them. And if that's the case, if this actually comes to fruition, it is damaging to other leagues and conferences. And then the question is, what do you do to keep up? And I've got people all day debating this on my Twitter feed. They're arguing teams back and forth. Who do you need to add? Yeah, look, I think that if you want to match Oklahoma, especially, Texas is name only, but Oklahoma especially, then you've got to add comparable teams to maintain the status quo relationship. So, again, if you're the ACC, you've got to find a way to add Notre Dame. You know, you got to find a way to bed the version. You got to, if you're, and maybe, I don't know, Penn State. I've suggested Penn State before. Penn State still doesn't seem like a natural Big Ten fit to me. And I wonder if Penn State in the Big Ten doesn't still feel a little bit, in terms of how they view their situation, if they don't feel a little bit like Arkansas does in the SEC. If so, maybe they're attainable. But again, the monies are the problem. The Big Ten money has been unbelievable. Again, that's why Maryland, who was managed fiscally as poorly as can possibly be.
I remember that.
They're just a train wreck. They were just broke. They ran to the Big Ten because they were looking for a bailout. You know, they were the
How
drunken sail.
They right. come back?
No, I don't think so. But I do think, again, a drunken sailor can burn through any amount of money. You know what I mean? I mean, in other words, the financial bailout that Maryland received as a result of joining the Big Ten does not keep them above water if they don't know what they're doing. You know,
that's true.
We see We see rich athletes all the time who burn through every penny they have. Any amount of money can be burned through if you have no idea what you're doing.
That's true.
And Maryland, you know, for years was just run. Maryland left the ACC not because the ACC sucked. They left the ACC because they sucked. That's why they left the ACC. They left the ACC because they were fiscal morons. And every time a decision was needed to be made, they made the wrong decision. They were broke. They were in debt up to their eyeballs. They desperately needed a bailout. But again, a bailout doesn't fix you long term. It saves you in the short term, and it demands that you improve your ways. Whether Maryland has improved their ways or not is another thing. Listen to this, though. This is what I'm talking about. Texture 720 has been living in Boulder for 20 years. Colorado football is literally dead here. No one cares anymore. No one in Colorado cares about this forced Utah rivalry. Exactly my point. That's it exactly. You know what? That's my favorite text on this issue, and it's going to be hard to top because there's somebody who is living exactly what I'm talking about. Colorado football used to be everything in the state of Colorado. Everything. Absolutely everything. Now, no one gives a rat's behind. They're off in a foreign land playing Pac-12 teams and trying to tell Colorado fans that, hey, we have a rivalry with Utah now. No, you don't. No, you don't. There's no rivalry with Utah, like this texter says. But you see, this is exactly my point. You cannot create this. You cannot force feed this. Rivalries are simmered, not boiled. They take ages to create. And they take, for the most part, there are rare exceptions. There are exceptions to everything. But for the most part, they take geographical proximity. Again, there are rare examples. Notre Dame in Southern California would be an example. But for the most part, rivalries take geographical proximity, and they take years of intense competition to foster a rivalry. You just can't move and say, oh, well, this state isn't that far away, so they'll be our new rival. No. And you can't sell that to the fans. The state of Colorado, the fans of the Colorado Buffalo program got screwed over. We do all this in pursuit of the shiniest coin. That's why Nebraska moved. They moved for the money, but in so doing, they sold their soul. Colorado moved to enhance their situation, but in so doing, they sold their soul. And now what are they? Great. They're rich paupers. Oxymoron alert. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Get two sausage and egg biscuits for just $4 at Bojangles. It's bow time. Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best Darn Garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about.
on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.